Welcome back to Aura, Clinton County, or Clinton County Now. It's a Wednesday evening, 7:35. We do it every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And the last five programs can be found at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the On the Radio tab and click on Aura, Clinton County. It'll take you to a page where you see our pretty faces. And the last five programs at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And don't forget, we do have a Spanish translation tab, too, in the upper right-hand corner. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, local news, city schools, and other news as well. The program brought to you by A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort, plus Fresitas, now open in Frankfort on West Washington Street. We will get a chance to talk to the owner of Fresitas a little later in the program, just about 15 minutes from now, Laura Guzman, who has contributed this as a lifelong dream of hers to have and be able to be open in Clinton County and downtown Frankfort. So with that, we'll let the ladies finish up a little bit on school here, and they wanted to bring you some more information. We've got Monica and Karen with us here in the studio as well.
Hola, hola. So nada más queríamos seguir. We wanted to go ahead and continue with the bus transportation. With the that students will be required to wear a face mask during the bus transportation. So that's something really important. So we do have to get masks for our kids.
Mm-hmm. Algo que vamos a seguir es con las mascarillas dentro del autobús. El transporte de bus, los estudiantes tendrán asientos asignados. Se requerirá que los estudiantes usen mascarillas durante el transporte en el bus. Así que no se le olvide que lleve a su estudiante, aunque está vacunado, su mascarilla. Es muy importante.
Another thing that we're going to be talking about is the importance of parents, that they need to pre-screen their students and send healthy students to school. And some of the symptoms that we are going to be looking at is a fever of 100.4 or greater, need to stay home. New or uncontrolled coughing that causes difficulty in breathing, needs to stay home. Sore throat, stay home. Diarrhea, vomiting, or abdominal pain, stay home. New onset of severe headaches, especially with a fever or loss of taste and smell, is to stay home, please.
Así que usted quizás se pregunte, ¿qué requerimientos se necesitan para que mi hijo se mantenga en casa? ¿O cómo sé que tenga síntomas de COVID? Entonces, los síntomas para que usted se permanezca en casa o su hijo o su hija se permanezca en casa es si tiene fiebre de 100.4 o más, tos repentina o incontrolable que causa dificultad para respirar, dolor de garganta, diarrea, vómitos o dolor abdominal, repentino, intenso dolor de cabeza, especialmente con fiebre, la pérdida de sabor o olfato.
Okay, another thing that we're going to be talking about is now with these students going back to school, they have the COVID testing site. We just wanted to go ahead and reiterate that they have a new location at the Clinton County EMA office, 1859 South Jackson Street. The hours are still remaining the same, which is Monday through Friday from noon till 6 o'clock. Register for the test at schedulingcovidvirus.indiana.gov.
So, ahora para las vacunas, tenemos agosto 5 en la escuela de Suncrest de 3 a 6 p.m. So, vayan, vacunen a sus hijos. No es la última oportunidad, pero es mejor que tengan ya su vacuna. Así que vayan agosto 5 en la escuela Suncrest de 3 a 6 p.m.
August 5th at Suncrest School, 3 to 6 o'clock, they are doing vaccination site. If you need to go ahead and get vaccinations.
All right. And again, if you listen to Wylo very often, we have most mornings we'll have a local guest on who can speak to a little bit of COVID and vaccinations and testing, because they still do some tests as well. But the discussion this week and the last couple weeks really has been the Delta variant, which is scary stuff. And again, if we don't get vaccinations and don't get more, it'll just continue to get worse. So I saw something this week, one of the national websites, they said that we have more daily cases now than we did a year ago, last summer, when everything was locked down. And yes. So this year it just kind of slipped through, and you know, it won't be long, because you see these larger communities and bigger mm-hmm. cities and some states and colleges now, with people mm-hmm. going back to college and stuff, yeah. Mandating masks and correct, yeah. even vaccinations before you can come in.
New York that's doing an app where you have to say to show that you're vaccinated mm-hmm. to be able to get into restaurants, mm-hmm. to be able to get to really? Any place yeah. that has a lot of people. You have to show that app mm-hmm. that you've been vaccinated for them to let you in. So
I think that should be done everywhere. Then.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are actually taking it for granted that are saying, okay, I'm not vaccinated, but I'm going to say I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, it's the honor system, and you can't always trust people.
And
yeah.
Like she said, people are taking it for granted. I mean, there's other countries, you know, I know a lot of people in Mexico, even family of mine that has died of COVID mm-hmm. because they were still not available. Vaccinations right. are not available. And if they would have been vaccinated, they would have still been alive today.
Yeah, and there's a lot of countries to where they can't even get it. Exactly. And if you can't, it's black market, exactly. and it's so expensive, you can't. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do take it for granted how good we have it mm-hmm. in America, that's for sure. All right, we've still got about 5 minutes before we're going to take our next commercial break. When we do, we're going to call Laura and talk with her. She's the owner of Fresitas. And again, the ladies were nice enough to stop and grab. What did you bring tonight? What were those actually? I know there's like a strawberry.
It's strawberry.
Like a strawberry.
Cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strawberries and cream. It tastes
I kept
just,
thinking it was a shake, but it's not. It's not thick. It's like just really great ice cream with strawberries.
So Karen is the oddball. She's the one that got the oatmeal on it and the whipped cream. And she's supposed to be on a diet, all right?
So
she got the extra whipped cream.
You know how people like the strawberries and whipped cream, right?
Yes.
They like dip them. But this is a cream that's not as sweet as the whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
So they mix and it's really good. And you get like this granola on top and it gives it like that crunch.
Yeah.
So
I
like it.
I like the granola
cream.
Too.
Yeah.
So it's not like the sour cream that you can buy over the counter. It's mm-hmm. a totally different kind of cream, because trust me, I tried it. Mm-hmm. It's not the same.
Yeah. Their cream is homemade.
Okay. Yeah.
This is why I don't cook. So.
Well, homemade is the way to go. That's for sure.
Definitely.
I wanted to mention two quick things in the community. A big event that, again, if folks have been in Frankfort or Clinton County very long, they probably heard of or maybe participated in. Liz came in and handed this to me a few minutes ago. Every year we do a senior fair for the seniors 50-plus in Clinton County and surrounding areas. And this year, with COVID permitting, of course, we had to do it scaled down last year. We did it here in the studios. We did it on TV. Everyone wore masks and social distance. It was quite a pain, honestly. But we were all safe on that. And we're going to be doing it in person and having fun with it full steam ahead on Wednesday, September 29th. Now, we cram a lot into 5 hours, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's in the Community Life Center in Frankfort, right behind the First Church of the Nazarene, right there across from Frankfort High School. So you can park in the high school parking lot that day, and we're going to have a shuttle with Frankfort Main Street to get you back and forth MASH Road there safely, all right?
Nice.
So everyone 50-plus is invited, and we do 50-plus because oftentimes kids who might be 50-plus are taking care of their elderly parents, you know, and they need to talk to these vendors. And it's kind of like you take your kids with you to the doctor as you get older, mm-hmm. you know, to ask questions and help remember and stuff. So mm-hmm. we encourage everyone to come out. It's all free. We have a lot of door prizes. We're going to have over 45 booths this year from area Ooh. Businesses. Yeah, it's packed. Businesses, organizations that all offer products and services for seniors. So Perfect. it's very cool. We provide free breakfast, free lunch, free health screenings, entertainment on stage, flu and pneumonia shots available. We have insurance and Medicare filing available right there as well. Bingo prizes, and I think we're going to pass out masks just to make sure everyone is safe. And I'm trying to work things with Rodney Wan at the health department. If you've not had a vaccine, let's do it that day, right?
Ooh, that would be great. I'd be happy to help.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm going to put you down.
All right. Put me down.
And Liz has always spearheaded this. So if she heard you say that, you're on board. I guarantee
I love
it. All right,
Liz.
Liz,
hello,
is.
Shout out to Liz.
Yes, she's shout great. Out to Liz for sure. If you do more need more information, you can call us during normal business hours, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Again, the 32nd annual senior fair with WILO on Wednesday, September 29th, 9 till 2. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back. And when we do, we'll have Laura Guzman on the phone. She's the new owner of Fresita's, one of our fine sponsors. Our other sponsors include A&J Auto Repair, Blevins Insurance, and Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco. A&J Auto Repair at 259 North Bunnell Street is now open in Frankfort. Cruz and his staff offer complete car or truck repair, including state-of-the-art full computer diagnostics, oil change, tire repair, mufflers, brakes, electrical, and suspension. If Cruz has worked on your vehicle over the past few years, come see him at his new location. If not, give him a chance for reasonable prices and maybe even same-day service. Call 765-278-9278. That's 765-278-9278 for A&J Auto Repair, 259 North Bunnell Street, Frankfort.
Hola, soy Briseida del Real con el Seguro Blevins. Estoy emocionada en anunciar que abrimos las puertas a nuestra nueva oficina localizada aquí en Frankfort. He servido la comunidad de Frankfort en el pasado y estoy encantada de hacerlo nuevamente. Para su cuota gratuita de seguro de auto, casa, vida o negocio, llámeme a mí, Briseida del Real, o a Tina Duncan al 765-650-7808 o visítanos en 2107 West State Road 28 en Frankfort.
Fresita's in Frankfort is now open. Fresita's is an all-natural and 100% authentic ice cream and popsicle shop. Fresita's at 61 West Washington Street is now open. They invite you to stop by soon and see how they do it. When they do it, they do it upright, homemade. Make sure you like their Facebook page for weekly specials. Fresita's will also offer fresh fruit, churros, and many other desserts for everyone. Fresita's, 61 West Washington Street, Frankfort.
W-I-L-O. HoosierlandTV.com continues to bring you live local programs, and we'll continue that commitment all throughout North Central Indiana. Log on now to see what's new, including the Party Line program, televised every weekday morning. Fairs, festivals, parades, and the hottest sporting events can be found there, too. Find out why your friends are tuning in to the latest in local issues, agricultural events, concerts, or civic meetings. Plus, be looking for us in your neck of the woods. HoosierlandTV.com, your free local online newspaper. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The budget is a pretty simple idea. Here's a couple things. Your budget is you telling your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. All a budget is you're doing it on paper, on purpose, before the month begins. Every dollar has an assignment. Every dollar has a mission. Every dollar has a name before the month begins.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found here on WILO 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon. Simply put, there are things you need to consider about your financial future. We only get one shot at retirement, and we have to do it right. As a certified financial planner and former professor from Purdue University, I think you'll find our thoughts and strategies honest and refreshing. Join me Thursday afternoons, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WILO. Consider This with Joe Clark. Again, 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan Town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day-a-week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittel and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
WILO, Skywatch Weather.
Clear skies tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 82. Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, a high of 82. And mostly sunny Saturday, a high of 88. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Aura Clinton County, brought to you this evening by A&J Auto Repair, Blevins Insurance, Frasitas, and Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco in Frankfurt. I'm Kevin. In the studio, we have Monica and Karen, and on the phone, we have the owner of Frasitas. We have Laura Guzman. Good morning, or good evening, rather, Laura.
Hola, Laura. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, buenas tardes. Muy bien, ¿ustedes?
Bien, bien. Aquí nada más. So, platícame. ¿Qué es? Acabamos de ir a comprar fresas con crema.
Están deliciosas,
oh,
súper ricas.
Oh, my gosh. Y también un elote con ¿qué les pones a los elotes? Que se está deliciosa.
Los elotes tienen una mayonesa que hace mi mamá, entonces es homemade. Y queso cotija y un poco de chile.
¿Y sabes, Mónica?
El secreto está en la mayonesa.
Y sí, y eso es algo que me mencionaron, que todo está hecho ahí en casa, todo está hecho a mano. Y dije, qué rico, o sea, una mayonesa, ¿dónde vas a un lugar donde hacen su propia mayonesa? Creo que es lo que hace la diferencia de ciertos lugares.
Está delicioso, Laura, está delicioso. I mean, eso pudimos ver ahora cuando fuimos a la tienda y había bastante gente.
Sí.
¿Cómo te fue en el Hot Dog Festival? Platícanos.
Nos fue súper bien. La verdad, esperábamos, sí nos preparamos para recibir bastantes personas, pero superó nuestras expectativas. Nos fue súper, súper bien. Estamos muy agradecidos con la ciudad de Frankfurt por todo el apoyo que nos han dado. Y todos los días nos han mantenido muy ocupados. Ahorita estamos muy ocupados, de hecho.
¡Qué bueno, qué bueno!
Y creo que también es la hospitalidad. O sea, vas y te tratan súper bien, super. Con tiempo. O sea, no sé, yo sé que están ocupados y aún así te una sonrisa en la cara.
Sí.
Y yo diría que si yo estuviera aquí,
como si
creo
nos
que no.
Como nos conocemos, ¿verdad?
Sí, como si fueran parte de su familia. Entonces, yo creo que esa es una diferencia cuando te tratan súper bien, llegas. Oh, yes. La cantidad es muy buena, o sea, te llena. Y aparte que está súper rico.
Claro. ¿Cómo se llama? Y estábamos mirando también que hay bastante variedad de comida. So, ¿qué exactamente están ofreciendo a la comunidad?
Pues aparte de las famosas yapaletas, gracias a todos ustedes, nuestros clientes, helados, tuvimos a 12 sabores de helados, tenemos fruta, como fresas con crema, escamochas, tenemos jugos naturales, tenemos muchos antojitos, como durito, elote, tostilocos, gran variedad de fruta también, aguas frescas, estamos por hacer raspados también de mermeladas hechas en casa también, homemade, y pronto viene también deli, que vamos a meter tortas, sándwich y obviamente las quesabirrias sábados y domingos.
Wow. Eso es lo que más me emociona, las quesabirrias, qué rico.
Yo nunca he tenido una.
Eso está delicioso, más que delicioso. Así que yo estoy esperando que ya salgan las quesibirrias.
Apenas abrieron las puertas, ¿ves? Ya quieren que ya tengas bastantes cosas más. Pero apenas abriste las puertas, ¿cuándo fue el primer día que abrieron las puertas?
El viernes, el día que empezó Hot Dog Festival, ese día abrimos estas puertas. Y como te digo, tuvimos muy buena respuesta de la gente. Estamos muy contentos, muy emocionados. Es un negocio familiar, mis hermanas, mi mamá, mi esposo, todos estamos muy contentos, hasta los niños, o sea, mis sobrinos, mi hijo, están emocionados todos.
Ahora, cuando vamos, no es algo como los columpios. Cuando te sientas, sí, es algo diferente.
¿Qué fue lo que decidieron hacer eso? ¿Cuál fue la idea o qué dijeron? Oye, ¿sabes qué? Porque nunca he visto algo igual.
No,
¿Qué fue la idea que dijeron? ¿Sabes qué? Vamos a poner columpios.
Yes.
Pues queríamos algo diferente, que no estuviera en Frankfurt todavía. Uh-huh. Entonces empezamos a ver muchas ideas. Queríamos una nevería que fuera diferente. Y así, tomando ideas y viendo, y yo quería los columpios de otra manera, un poquito diferentes a lo que tenemos, y mi esposo dijo, ¿por qué no pérgolas, canopies? Y así quedaron. Entonces, a poco a poquito, cada integrante de mi familia fue aportando como idea.
Y se ve hermoso.
En el diseño, los colores, los columpios, todo. Todo fue idea de mi mamá, de mis hermanas, de mi esposo, mía. Fuimos como aportando ideas y decidimos en familia cuáles sí y cuáles no.
Qué padre, qué padre. Y se ve hermoso. O sea, entras y es otro ambiente donde pueden ir a salir los muchachos, juntarse. Es algo muy diferente, muy nuevo para Frankfurt. Así que buena suerte en todo lo que hacen.
Buena
y buenas ideas. Y creo que desde que antes de que abrieran el local, ya todos estábamos de que...
¿Cuándo van a
abrir? Me dijeron, hay un lugar que están haciendo paletas. Yo, ¿qué? ¿Paletas naturales? Yo, a ver, necesito que probar. Y cuando escuché que van a abrir su local, dije, wow, no, eso va a ser grandísimo. Entonces, creo que eso es la diferencia de que te reciben con una sonrisa, te reciben de buena manera, el servicio es excelente, la comida es excelente, el local, la estética está hermosa. Entonces, claro que van a recibir muchas personas y mucha buena suerte en su negocio.
Now, one of the things that we were talking about here is the fact that they are ever so grateful for the community of Frankfurt to open their arms, and they've had such a great response. They've had a lot of people come in, and and they're still open right now, and they still have a lot of people. As a matter of fact, she said that they're extremely busy, and their food is all natural.
Yeah.
So it's healthy and it's natural and it's delicious.
Homemade. Yeah, homemade.
She was talking about this right here. Yeah. The cream is made homemade.
Their
along
mayonnaise
with the,
is homemade.
Exactly.
Homemade mayonnaise?
Homemade mayonnaise.
Wow, okay. All right. Well,
not crazy. Not giving us the secret.
I'm intrigued.
exactly. And I think that's what makes a difference. When I think everything they make is homemade, it's makes
all natural.
It completely big difference.
And Laura, ¿este era un sueño tuyo? Was this a dream of yours to open up a store, una tienda?
Sí, empezó un sueño con mi mamá. Desde muy joven, ella siempre me decía, yo quiero tener un restaurante, yo quiero tener un restaurante de birria. Y eso era la idea. Después empezamos con las paletas. Y fue idea de nosotros también, nieves de garrafa. Y literal, nuestro sueño empezó en nuestra casa, improvisando la primer nieve de garrafa con lo que teníamos en la mano, que fue el de limón.
Wow.
Y de ahí empezamos a hacer, a prepararnos, a ir a cursos con maestros que tienen más de 20 años de experiencia en el helado en México.
Wow.
Entonces nos preparamos bastante, casi un año.
Y se nota.
Para poder lograrlo.
Se nota
la experiencia.
Yes. Y también la comida tan deliciosa que está, definitivamente se nota, Laura.
Sí.
No. Mi mamá tiene casi 18 años haciendo esta birria.
Wow.
Entonces, por fin se le dio su sueño, y también esto es un sueño mío, en el lado de la nieve, la paleta, todo lo que es postre, a mí me encanta. Y y es un sueño de toda mi familia, porque los que no se habían animado mucho, como mis hermanas, ahora están muy contentas y están dando aquí el 100.
Pues qué muchas
bueno,
gracias,
qué bueno.
Muchas gracias,
y buena suerte en todo lo que hacen.
Sí,
y vayan y visiten a Fresitas. Es un local de buena estética, buena comida, gran familia, te reciben como familia. Así que muchas gracias por estar aquí y por entrenarnos.
Como dice Dora, delicioso.
Delicioso, sí.
muchas
gracias por estar con nosotros y nos estaremos viendo pronto. Vayan, visiten
claro
a Fresitas, prueben todo el tipo de nieves que tengan. Así que muy, muy altamente recomendado. Muchas gracias y nos vemos pronto.
Sí, definitivamente. Gracias Laura. Hasta
gracias.
Luego.
Cuídate.
Bye.
Hasta luego.
All right. Thank you very much. That's awesome. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more from her, right?
It's an 18-year dream.
That is
for
amazing.
The mom, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I knew it was it was a lifelong thing. Yeah.
Yes,
been
and they
working
went to Mexico
on,
so. To go get trained and do so many courses.
I remember her mentioning that on the phone. Yeah, that's crazy.
Delicious.
Well, no wonder it's so good then, right?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
All right. Last but certainly not least, I know, Karen, you wanted to send some condolences to a family. We had this story earlier this week at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Leonardo Hernandez Jimenez, 20 of Frankfort, died as a result of a motorcycle crash earlier this week or late last week, I believe so.
Yes, definitely. I think when things like that, I mean, we've been talking about great things that happen in the community, but we also like to share the pain that our Latino community feels when we have the loss of our fellow Latino as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we do know, you know, we hear about it, and we try to support our Latino family when they're when one side of us is hurting as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we want to send condolences to the family. I mean, he left a sister, parents, grandparents, and he was only 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was a National Guard, and
yes.
You know, thank you for his service as well.
Mm-hmm.
And his life ended very, very soon. But you know, we want to say to the family that we're there with you. We're there to support you in any way we can. It's hard. It's not something that you can overcome easy, and we're
right.
not going to say it's going to be forgotten.
Right.
But it's something that we want to help them with during this time.
Right, and our prayers are with them.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Have some peace. All right, ladies, we will do it all again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock and have just as much fun, all right?
Thank
Definitely.
You. Some more fresitas.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's up to you guys. You make sure it happens, all right?
All right,
all
have
right.
a good one. Bye.
Thank you much. And that'll wrap up the program again. Big special thanks to our sponsors, A&J Auto Repair, Blevins Insurance, Fresitas, Federal Mogul, A Division of Tedeco. Also want to remind you that we do have the last five programs at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go there and click under the On the Air tab and then click Aura Clinton County. We'll have the last five programs up there for you. And you can find out more news and information there, as well as we have a Spanish translation tab for local news in English or Spanish on our free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll see you next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for more Aura Clinton County from WILO.